Can you tell me a little bit about the initiative, which you began in your first term as governor, to bring greater broadband access to classroom areas across the state?
Well, it was critical for us to improve education, and the first part of that is to make sure that high-speed broadband is available in our schools. Whether it's by testing or learning or exploring, they need to have that access. And we set that as a goal, and within a year, working with Education Superhighway that gave us guidance, working with our schools and the private sector providers, we did it. And we were actually the sixth state in the nation to provide high-speed broadband to every school in the state. So we're very proud of that, and it makes a difference in our students' lives and their ability to learn, and now we just got to take that beyond that to our communities.
And so what partnerships or who did the state work with to bring this higher broadband access to schools?
Well, we first of all, we were in trouble with the Federal Communications Commission whenever all of this started. When I became governor, they had a sour taste in their mouth about Arkansas and how we were doing and did not have a good plan. And so I had to rebuild that confidence. And so the FCC was a big partner. They approved our plan, and I made a very significant decision to say that we're going to have the state build the infrastructure for the fiber going to the schools. And the second partner was the private sector providers, because even though we put together the fiber that got to close to the schools, they had to build the last segment and get it into the schools. So the private sector providers, a very important part of that equation. And then Education Superhighway, which is a national organization that is focused on adequate speed, having this access in our schools, and they were a good partner with us as well. So it was about leadership, it was about building a partnership and carrying it out. And it was exciting the last day to be there when the last school flipped the switch and had that high speed for the students.
So I'd like to move on to the recent rural broadband program that the state recently unveiled. So can you kind of give me a brief rundown of what that program does?
Well, historically, as our providers, and I'm talking about our telecons that are out there trying to increase broadband in our rural communities, they're receiving federal money as incentives for them to do that because it is very expensive. But the states historically have not put money, any money, into that initiative. And so I wanted to strengthen and to accelerate our effort to put high-speed broadband in our rural communities. And so we created a grant program that will eventually have $25 million in it that our local providers, that our communities can apply for to accelerate to get high-speed broadband in our rural communities. I set as a goal that we would have high-speed broadband in every rural community, 500 population and above, within the next 4 years. Now, people say, well, how about the community that has less than 500? And the answer to that is, you get it to every community that has 500 and above, you're just a step away from getting it statewide, because our state has so many of those communities that need it that are 500 and above.
And so one criticism of the Arkansas Works program when it launched was maybe when you're logging in hours on the internet, there might not be a reliable internet source for people to log those hours. And so ultimately, if Arkansas Works is reinstated through the courts, do you believe that this rural broadband program will help some, or maybe there were some problems before?
Well, it will help, but we also revised the requirements under the Arkansas Works so that it's easier for everybody to report. They can go into a DHS office, they can do it in person. They can do it by telephone. They can do it online as well. So there's multiple ways to do it now. But Lee County is a good example over in Marianna, and they had very limited access to the internet, and they would have to go into a DHS office or the library. And so this initiative will help areas like Lee County that have limited access. And we want, this helps every program, including Arkansas Works, that we want our citizens to be able to get their driver's license or their register their vehicles. We want them to do as many services online as possible. Part of that's education. Part of that is having the high speed that they're not frustrated whenever they go online to do those.
And so in general, between this program and strengthening internet in schools, the establishment of the Arkansas State Broadband Office, I mean, clearly it's a big priority for the state for this. So how big of a priority is greater internet access to your office? Is it something that we could see become maybe an agenda item for the next legislative session?
Oh, it is, absolutely. As I looked at my second term in office, I said that infrastructure was on the top of my agenda. And of course, that includes highways, that we have a highway funding plan and that's passed. But it also includes rural broadband. I made it very clear during the campaign that rural broadband would be a priority, but because we did have this surplus, that allows us to put some real money behind it besides just doing other things to create the broadband office and partner with our providers. This gives us an accelerated ability to carry out this priority. And so I do expect this to be on the future legislative session's agenda, but it's also a matter of carrying it out. So I'm driving it. This is a high priority for me because I see it not just important for education and quality of life, but also for entrepreneurs, for job creators, for recruiting industry. You've got to have that kind of internet infrastructure to woo those businesses that we want here in Arkansas.